what you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. Duke University will soon cover sex change operations on its insurance plans. We hit the streets to find out if you think that operation should be covered by insurance.
Margie Hamberlin, Chapel Hill. I think whatever makes people feel comfortable, and if that's something that's going to help them and help them lead more fulfilling lives, sure, why not?
Britt Ayers, live in Mebane. No. That's not medically necessary, and that's a choice.
Suzanne Kennedy, Chapel Hill. I disagree with the decision that Duke made. I think that it's a elective surgery, and it's opening the door for everybody else who has bad self-esteem issues due to body type or whatever. I understand that it's two different things, but I still feel this is an elective surgery, and no, UNC should not follow suit.
Should a university offer sex change operations on its insurance plan?
My name is Dabney Grinnan. I live in Chapel Hill. Insurance really picks and chooses what they cover, and I think for a community like UNC that's so supportive of diverse communities, it would make sense for them to do that.
Jeff Polish, and I live in Chapel Hill. I'm in favor of that. I mean, people have a lot of issues with their gender identities, and people that are transgendered feel that they were born a certain way, whether their body parts mimic that or not. It's a different issue, so I'm definitely in favor of that.
My name is Reed Benjamin. I live in Chapel Hill. It's hard to say because it's very case-by-case basis. I think it's important for somebody to fully accept their identity, and I think a university, a public institution, should fully support someone who, you know, brings their own unique identity to a public institution and support that.
I'm Mary Brady, and I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I think it's fine for Duke to cover sex change operations as part of health care. I don't think that will happen at UNC because UNC is a state-supported school, and I don't think that the legislature is going to go for that. They're barely supporting education, so.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.